Let us be determined
为主结一些果子
to bear fruit
好不好
for the Lord.
现在我们打开希伯来书
Let us open to the Bible to the book of Hebrews.
今天我们要读第十章
Chapter 10.
希伯来书第十章
Hebrews chapter 10.
从第一节念到第七节
From verse 1 to verse 7.
翻到了开圣灵童律法既是将来美事的影儿不是本无的真相总不能借着美人尝鲜一样的祭物叫那近前来的人得以完全若不然献祭的事岂不早已止住了因为礼拜的良心既被洁净就不再觉得有罪了但这些祭物是叫人每年想起罪来因为公牛和山羊的血断不能除罪所以基督到世上来的时候就说上帝啊祭物和礼物是你不愿意你曾给我预备了身体燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的那时我说上帝啊我来了我要照你的旨意行我的事在经卷上已经记载了我们这次低头祷告
Let us pray
主啊求你给我们明白这一段伟大的经文里面的含义愿主真理的圣灵引导我们的思想你创造了理性你有启示的真理就是要用你所启示的真理来引导来管理来光照来纠正你所创造而已经堕落的东西所以我们恳求你赐福给我们今天的聚会我们的思想回到你的真理归正到你的宝座面前你听我们的祷告奉主耶稣基督得胜的尊名来求你阿们
阿们
我们第九章结束的时候
When we end chapter 9
我们看到耶稣基督再来的时候是与罪无关的
We see that when Jesus will come again it is no relationship with sin
意思就是审判已经不会临到真正信他的人
This means that judgment will not be upon those who truly believe in him
因为他已经一次成全了救恩完成了赎罪的大功也施行在那些跟随相信他的人身上
Because once and for all he has accomplished salvation upon those who follow him
所以我们很清楚看见那永恒的计划在历史上已经成全了
We see clearly that the eternal plan has been accomplished in history
那旧约的应许在基督身上已经得准满足了
The promises of the Old Testament has been accomplished in Jesus Christ
耶稣基督在地上所流的宝血在天上的至圣所已经打开了道路了
The blood of Jesus shed upon the earth has opened a way in the inner sanctuary in heaven
为这个缘故整个律法里面不能成全的在基督的救恩里面已经被成全了
All that cannot be accomplished by the law is accomplished within Jesus Christ
在前面的圣经里面我们提到他说的既然祭祀的制度已经更改了律法也必须更改
In the earlier chapter we mentioned that since the order of the priesthood has changed the law must change
希伯来书的作者又说呢律法原是一无用处的
The author of Hebrew also say that the law has been useless
所以我们不是在旧约的中间领受赦罪之恩
We did not receive salvation from the Old Testament
我们是在新约的里面领受了赦罪之恩
But we received the grace of salvation in the New Testament
这新约是有用
The New Testament is the testament of eternity.
新约的中保是献上永远的祭。
The mediator gift of eternal sacrifice.
耶稣基督的血所流出的宝血有永远赎罪的功劳。
The precious blood of Jesus has eternal effect in its salvation.
这样说呢，新约才是那真正的本物。
Therefore, the New Testament is the true object.
律法不过是本物的预象而已的。
The law is just a shadow of the correct object.
我们就不应当把预象代表真正的本物。
We therefore should not use the shadow to take the place of the object.
我们应当回到那真正主体性的神永恒预备的这个救赎的本物那里。
We need to return to the original object of salvation that God has prepared for us.
第四章就告诉我们旧约里面赎罪的事情到底发生了什么功效呢
And so chapter 10 tells us about the effect of the Old Testament salvation
真正的功效不是解决罪的问题
And this effect is not to solve the problem of sin.
真正的功效是使人想起罪的事实。
And the effect is to remind us of the reality of sin.
所以当每年七月四号赎罪大日来到的时候
，So on the day of atonement on the seventh month,
以色列人就要有二十四个钟头的时间，看苦己心。
The Israelite has 24 hours to subject their own body,
洁净自己
，to cleanse themselves.
他们就从九号的晚上。从八号的晚上到九号的晚上
，from the eighth day to the ninth day，
他们就应当呢，整天的在那里刻苦己身，洁净自己，来畏罪痛苦。
They will prepare themselves and to sanctify themselves and to be pained because of sin。
那么第四号的时候
，on the tenth day，
祭司就为他们举行赎罪之礼。
The priest will have this ritual of cleansing。
当赎罪之礼被行出来的时候
，when the ritual of atonement is done，
犹太人就再想起他们是有罪的。
The Jews will be reminded of their sin。
所以这样所献的祭是每一年一样的。
And this sacrifice every year is repeated。
所献的次数是一直不断的献
，and they keep repeating it year after year。
所以每一年有了这个祭祀的时候
，every year when this ritual was done，
他们就想起我是罪人，所以需要这样的赎罪。
They remember that they are sinners and they need the sacrifice。
再过一年又来的时候
，and when the next year comes，
又在记得我是罪人，需要赎罪。
Again they are reminded that they are sinners，
所以又有的祭祀的功效是什么呢？
And this is the effect of sacrifices in the Old
Testament. 没有除去罪。
It does not get rid of sin.
也没有使人的良心得到完全。
It doesn't accomplish and fulfill our conscience.
第九章第十章给我们看见。
Chapter 9 and chapter 10 tells us.
人内心的深处罪的控告不是牛羊的血所能解决。
The accusation of sin deep in our heart cannot be solved by the blood of the calf or the goat.
人心灵的深处对自己的责备是很严重的。
The accusation deep in our conscience is a very serious one.
这样的问题，难道牛羊的血可以解决我们的问题？
How can the blood of the calf and the goat solve this problem?
人被造是高过动物的。
We are made to be higher than the animals.
所以难道用比人更低的动物来解决人犯罪的问题吗？
Surely we cannot use animals who are lower status to solve our problem.
所以希伯来书的作者告诉我们。
The author of Hebrews says,
这些祭物使人每年想起自己的罪。
These sacrifices remind us of our sins.
所以不是赦免他。
It's not to forgive us.
不是忘记他。
Or to forget about sin.
是提醒你纪念他，想起他，再认定这个事实。
To remind you of the fact of sin.
所以呢，犹太人在旧约的祭司中间，实在是没有办法脱离罪的捆绑。
In the riches that the Jews have in the Old Testament, they cannot escape from the bondage of sin.
因为每一年是他们想起罪来。
Every year they are reminded.
为什么要每年这么做呢？
Why is this repeated yearly?
因为从来没有真正的解决。
Because it has never been solved.
如果他们献祭完了，心里得到平安，良心的亏欠除去了，他就从此以后感谢上帝，就不需要再赎罪了。
If they are truly solved and absolved after the sacrifice, they will never ever come back again.
但就因为每年需要继续不断的赎罪
，But the need to have this repeated every year
表示罪的问题从来没有真的完全的解决。
Shows us that the problem of sin has never been actually solved.
献祭的人也不能因此得到完。
The person who gives the sacrifice cannot be completed.
所以到了第十章第四节的时候
，By the time we reach the fourth verse of chapter ten，
作者很严肃地讲了一句非常重要的话。
The author says something very solemn.
这也是全本圣经唯一的一次。
This is the only time in the entire Bible.
我们大家一同来读。
Let us read it together.
第十章第四节
，Chapter ten, verse four.
因为公牛和山羊的血断不能除罪。我将这中文用。断不能除罪这个字呢是非常非常的严谨也是非常非常积极的一个讲法
The Chinese translation has a much stronger emphasis that it is impossible for the blood of the bulls and goats to take away sin
也就是绝对没有办法除去罪的问题
In other words, absolutely impossible
那么你说这可怜不可怜
Isn't this a pathetic state?
献上一只牛代价是很大的
It is quite expensive to give a calf
献上一只羊代价是很大的
Or a goat
因为献祭之的 个人都要需要羊，都要需要牛。需求一大的时候，价钱一定提高的。
On the day of atonement, because you need a lot of goats and calves, the prices would go up.
何况所选上的牛羊是不可以有病，也不可以有残疾的。
Furthermore, you need to choose a goat or calf without blemish or illness.
也不可以有这个的瑕疵。
And not to have any blemishes.
而且是要一岁的羊。
And 1 year old.
就有这么多的限定的话。
There are so many restrictions.
所以找这种牛很难找的。
It will be difficult to find such an animal.
找这种羊很难找的。
Or calf or goat.
所以这个时候呢，牛羊的价钱一定提高的很多的。
Surely it will cost a lot more.
那希伯来书的作者这么无情，你看。
The author of Hebrews seems to be merciless.
人家每年献的牛，献的羊，他说没有用，他不能除罪。
He says all these expensive sacrifices are useless.
又花了这么多钱，结果没有用。他不能出去。
Spend so much money on it, it's useless.
这样的朋友你一定气死了，对不对？
Surely you are angry with me.
你做了半日，整个晚上赶工赶完了一件衣服，他说这样难看。
After you work very hard to sew a shirt, and says it's so ugly.
你找配偶找了几年才找到，刚刚结婚，他说全世界最难看的新娘就是她。
You've looked for a girlfriend for a long time, and he said your wife is so ugly.
你一定气死了。
You probably gets very angry.
你巴不得把他吞下，你把他咬咬下。
You probably want to hit him.
这里说他不能除罪。
Here it says it's impossible.
希伯来书的作者对旧约是唱反调的。
The author of Hebrews sings a different tune when it comes to overseas.
是不是赎罪的事情是神所吩咐的？
Isn't this atonement something that came from God?
是不是律法是神赐下来的？
Wasn't the law from God?
律法里面一切的条例是不是上帝的话语？
All the regulations of the law seems to be from God.
为什么到了新约一出现的时候，有这样的口气来对待旧约呢？
Why did he say this with such an attitude?
哦，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
希伯来书的作者完全没有意识污蔑旧约。
The author of Hebrews does not want to look down on the Old Testament.
完全没有动机贬低旧约的价值。
He's not despising the value of the Old Testament.
但是他要告诉犹太人说，你不能把旧约的影子的功用把它绝对化，来代替真正新约中保所行的救恩。
But he is telling the Jews not to replace that which the mediator has done in the New Testament with the Old Testament shadow.
这样从第四节开始
，from verse 4 onwards，
就给我们看见真正的祭物不是牛羊。
We will see the true sacrifice not being the goat or the
calf. 真正的祭物不是动物。
It is not animals.
真正有功效的祭物是神自己的独生子到世界上来。
The true sacrifice is the Son of God coming to earth.
所以第五节告诉我们
，verse 5 says，
基督到世上来的时候。
Therefore, when Christ came into the world,
就说,
he said,
那么这句话是很大胆的归纳。
And this is a very important summary.
因为在四福音里面根本没有出现这些话。
These words have not been seen in the gospel.
耶稣到地上来的时候是道成肉身变成一个婴孩。
When Jesus came to the world, he is God incarnate like a baby.
那么这样他从父出来到了世界。
He came from the Father to the earth.
他到世界的时候，不像旅行的人，是一个成人来到这里出现的时候，已经是个成人。
He was not like a traveler appearing among us as an adult.
他来的时候是生在马槽里面，是以婴孩的身份显现出来。
He came as a baby in the manger.
基督到世上来的时候就说。
And here we see Christ came into the world.
这到底怎么说的呢？
How do we explain this?
是不是玛利亚把孩子生出来，他就我来了，要遵行上帝的旨意？
Is a baby born of Mary immediately a speaking one?
好像没有这个可能。
This is impossible.
所以这一句话到底是耶稣什么时候说的？
So when did Christ say this?
我们要思想。耶稣什么时候说这句话的？
When did Jesus say this?
比如这里说基督到世上来的时候。
Because the verse says when Christ came into the world,
他就说
he said,
他一来就说
it means that when he came, he said,
我相信这是耶稣基督神性对父上帝的一个回应。
I believe this is the divinity of Jesus Christ responding to God the Father.
这不是他的人性做婴孩的时候就讲出来的一句话。
It is not words in his humanity as a baby.
所以圣子蒙圣父差派到地上来。
God the Son has been sent by God the Father.
他是神披戴肉身成为人。
He is God having human flesh as a body.
这样他又有神性又有人性，所以就成了神人之间唯一的中保。
So he is both divine and human, and therefore become a mediator between God and man.
当基督披戴肉身成为人婴孩的时候
，When Jesus came in the flesh as a baby,
他还需要智慧与身量一并增长。
He needed growth in wisdom and physical growth.
所以我不相信耶稣做婴孩生出来就说我来了是要遵行上帝的旨意。
So I do not believe that Jesus spoke as a baby to say I come to fulfill the will of God.
这句话是他的神性圣子身份蒙圣父差派对神回应的话语。
And this verse therefore is his response in his divinity towards God the Father. How did the author of Hebrews knew that this was from Christ? We do not see this in any of the four Gospels. The past few meetings I said something very important. The author of Hebrews is very sensitive when he reads the Bible.
绝对不是走马看花，绝对不是呢不求甚解。
He was a person who was very detailed in his reading.
他那是很敏感的抓住了呢真正重要的总原则。
With great sensitivity, he understood the general principle.
所以我发现希伯来书的作者对旧约的了解，甚至许多时候是超过保罗、彼得、约翰所看出来的。
I believe and discovered that the author of Hebrew has an understanding of the Old Testament beyond that of the Apostle Paul and Peter.
每一次把一些重要的圣经把它发掘出来的时候，
Every time he discovered a very important verse,
我们就感到很惊奇。
We will be amazed and
surprised. 怎么他会看出这个东西出来？
How can he have seen this?
怎么别的人没有看见的他看出来？
Why is it that others have ignored this?
别人没有就查到的他就查到了。
And things that people have ignored, he saw.
他是一个对神的回应特别敏感的人。
He had a very sensitive response towards God.
所以他才看见隐藏在那些经文字里行间里面最重要的基督论的要点。
And he saw the very important points of Christology implicit among the verses.
基督到世上来的时候，
When Christ came into the world,
他就说,
he said,
他说什么呢?
What did he say?
他说上帝啊,
he said, God,
祭物是你所不要的,
sacrifices and offering you did not want,
赎罪祭是你不愿意的,
and burnt offerings is not what you
pleased.
But the body you prepared for me.
所以这样就连贯第四节讲这个重要的信息出来了。
This is linked with the important message in verse 4.
你先牛给上帝。
When you give the calf to God,
你先羊给上帝,
when you give a goat to God,
这些祭物是神特别为祭司们的需要而预备的。
These are prepared by God for the needs of the priest.
神从来没有接受这些祭物,
he has never accepted this.
神也不需要吃这些祭物的肉,
actually he did not consume his meat.
这些祭物献祭之后,
after the sacrifice
has been done, 就把他们煮了去分给那些祭司吃。
They are segregated and separated for the priests.
上帝说,
because God said,
立位人在你们中间没有产业,
the Levites have no inheritance among them.
立位人在你们中间没有收入,
they have no income.
他们没有私产,
they don't have private property.
他们没有做生意,
they are not businessmen.
他们没有自己的钱,
they do not have money.
所以他们的生活怎么办呢?
What about their livelihood?
你所献的祭物是要分给他们的。
Your sacrifice ought to be given part of them.
你实在在把祭物献给上帝。
When you give our sacrifice to God,
神就觉得这些祭物供养他们的需要。
True, the sacrifice is provided to the Levites.
这些祭物呢被称为赎罪祭、燔祭等等。
Whatever the sacrifice is for,
就使你知道你是有罪的，所以你需要献祭。
It reminds you that you are sinful and you need to give a sacrifice.
真正代替你死的。
But the thing that truly take your place.
真正流血解决你罪问题的。
The true person that bled to solve your
problem. 不是牛，不是羊。
It is not the calf or the goat.
当你到市场上去买牛羊的时候，
When you purchase the calf or the goat from the market,
你要买没有瑕疵的，
you must look for one.
你要买没有残疾的，
without any problems.
你要买没有病的，
without illness.
你要买健壮的，
a healthy one.
上好的，
the best.
来献给上帝，
and give it to God.
像我们从这些观念得到的这个结论，就做了一首诗歌， 将你最好的献给上帝。
And from this concept, we have this scheme, give of your best to the master.
将你最好的献给上帝。
To give of your best.
如果基督徒每一家的长子都奉献做传道，
If all the firstborn in a Christian family is given as full-time minister,
如果基督徒孩子们最聪明的给上帝使用，
If we give of the smartest of our children to God,
教会就不应当衰微到现在这个地步。
The church would not be weakened to the state today.
神的国度一定扩展百倍千倍。
The kingdom of God would have been expanded many hundreds of times.
世人所需要的对神真理的了解是很有头脑的人才可以讲出来的。
Because the understanding of the word of God, we need an intelligent person.
所以献上最好给上帝，这是应该的。
we ought to have given our best to God.
这是理所当然的。
This is something that must happen.
只有神有资格领受上好的祭品。
God fully deserves the best sacrifice.
无论你要付多少的钱。
It doesn't matter how much it costs.
你要把最好的献给上帝，你不能把不要的、没有用的、过剩的、过时的，那都是主啊，我奉献给你。
You must give of the best, not things of the rest or things that you do not want anymore.
除了还要有一个人对我说，我现在明白了。我以后完全奉献给主。
In Surabaya, someone said that now I understand I am going to give my life to the Lord.
但是我听了感到不得，因为他已经72岁
了。I thought something is wrong because he's already 72.
我现在完全奉献给主。
He said I'm giving myself totally now.
我说你不知道剩下几年，什么叫完全奉献给主
？I said you do not have many years left.
你是把以下的光辉，夕阳无限好，可惜近黄昏。
You're actually giving the rest of your life to me.
你完全奉献上帝是上好的，是从很年轻的时候献上。
When you give of yourself completely, it ought to be the best when you are yet young.
所以耶稣说，我要的是没有人骑过的驴驹。
And Jesus said, I want a donkey that has not been rode.
没有人骑过它的。
One that has not been ridden on.
一骑上去。
And when the Lord rode the donkey,
他就首先使用了这一只驴驹。
He was the first person to use it.
今天的很多驴驹呢，奉献给上帝是毛泽东骑过的。
There are many donkeys that have given a
邓小平骑过的，
ridden by other people,
李光耀骑过的，苏哈豹骑过的，
啊，
这个时候主耶稣，你也来骑骑看吧。
And then we give it to Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督要完全的奉献，
Jesus wants complete sacrifice,
最好的奉献，
the best.
那么你把最好的献给上帝的时候，
when you give up the best to the Lord,
上帝岂需要你奉献的钱？
Is it because God needs your money?
上帝是需要你奉献的什么事物吗？
Is it he needs the objects?
没有一样我们献的东西是寄到天堂， UPS 也做不到。
Not a single thing actually reaches heaven.
这是为了你们圣工需要，国度在地上的发展的需要而已。
It is for the expansion of the kingdom on earth.
所以呢，希伯来书作者就告诉我们，牛羊的血断不能除罪。
So the author of Hebrews says it's impossible for the blood of God.
当他下了这个结论的时候，
when he has this conclusion,
他已经找到圣经里的作证。
He already has this evidence from the Bible.
圣经里有一段是这样讲的。
There is a passage that says,
上帝啊。
Oh God,
祭物你不喜欢，
sacrifice and offering you did not want.
燔祭也不是你喜欢的，
burnt offering and sin offering
are not pleasing. 赎罪祭你不愿啊，
these are not things you are pleased.
你厌烦这些东西，
you're sick of them.
但你为我预备了身体，
but the body you prepared.
所以这句话就表示基督有一个身体可以献祭，代替所有过去牛羊所不能做的工作。
It means that Jesus has a body to be given away as a sacrifice on top of all that done by the
Spirit. 希伯来书看这段圣经，就看出基督论来了。
In this passage, the author sees Christology.
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
为什么是燔祭不要？这个身体你预备。
Why do you say that the sacrifice you do not want, but you prepare?
表示牛不行的。
It means the goat cannot do.
羊不行的。
The calf cannot do.
他们做祭物也不是你喜欢的。
And you are not pleased with the sacrifice.
你所喜欢的是这个祭，不是那个祭。
But you are pleased with this sacrifice.
这个祭是什么呢？
What is this sacrifice?
就是一个好好的身体，后来被杀，成为为人流血赎罪的祭。
It is a complete body that is killed and bled for humankind.
这个不是基督论是什么？
Isn't this Christology?
所以他在圣经中间看出基督论来了。
The author therefore saw Christology in the Bible.
哦，马丁路德对这样的观念讲过一句话。
Martin Luther commented on this.
他说你一定在每一章圣经中间看见有基督有关的福音系思信息在里面。
He said that you ought to be able to see the message of the gospel in every passage of the Bible.
耶稣基督说，为我做见证的就是这个圣经。
Because Jesus Christ said that it is this Bible that bear witness for him.
所以这本圣经是耶稣基督的见证。
And this Bible therefore is a witness for Jesus Christ.
所以许多许多章节里面都隐藏着基督论的道理和信息在里面。
Many chapters therefore are embedded within itself.
也就因为你看出基督在里面，所以圣经才叫做圣经。
And because of that, this is the word of God.
圣经之所以是圣经，
for the Bible to be the word of God,
因为它所有的经文都是指向耶稣基督。
It is because all the passages point toward Jesus.
我相信马丁路德还没有讲这句话以前，
I believe before Martin Luther said this,
在他之前1500年。
1500 years before him,
希伯来书的作者就有这样的了解。
The author of Hebrew already understood this.
他在经文的中间看出基督论在这里，基督论在哪里？
From all the passages, he sees Christology.
所以当他读到这一段圣经的时候，
when he reached this passage,
他觉得这一段是基督讲的话。
He said, "This is what Christ said."
基督对上帝讲什么话呢？
What did Christ say to God?
上帝啊，谢谢你为我预备了个身体。
He said, God, thank you for preparing this body for
me. 下个礼拜我们要很严肃的思想身体在基督教信仰中间的地位是什么。
And next week we want to go into detail about the physical body.
为什么祭物你不喜欢？
Why are you not pleased with sacrifices?
是不是你厌烦？
Or burnt offering?
这不是你要的。
These are not things you want.
你为我预备了身体。
You prepared a body for me.
这表示人的身体比所有的祭物还更要紧。
It means that the human body is more important than all sacrifices.
人的身体比所有献给上帝的祭物还更蒙恩啊。
The body is more acceptable than all the money we give.
怪不得保罗没有说我奉上帝的名劝你要把很多金钱献上，保罗没有讲这样。
The apostle Paul never say in the name of God I ask you to give all your money.
保罗说我奉上帝慈悲劝你们把身体献上当作活祭。
But he call us to give up our body as a living sacrifice.
身体的供奉是神所喜悦。
The physical body, the giving of the body is pleasing to God.
我不知道我们今天把我们的身体放在哪里。
I'm not sure what status do we treat our body.
参孙把他的身体放在女人的大腿上面。
Samson gave of his body to a woman's thigh.
许多人把他的身体放在赌博场里面。
Many people give the physical body to the gambling den.
你有一个身体。
You have one body.
你是不是把这个身体当作一个祭品奉献给上帝？
Are you giving to the Lord your body as a sacrifice?
成为活祭。
To be a living sacrifice.
不是死祭。
Not a dead sacrifice.
死祭是旧约的东西。
The dead sacrifice belongs to the old.
活祭是新约的东西。
The living sacrifice is the new
testament. 死祭最后一次就是耶稣上十字架。
The last dead sacrifice is for Jesus.
真正死而要复活的祭。
It is a true sacrifice that died and is resurrected.
基督钉了十字架以后，
after the crucifixion,
死祭就没有了。
It is the end of that
sacrifice. 死祭就结束了。
And the death sacrifice
passed. 从此有新约的时代。
In the New Testament,
借着新约的中保，
with the new mediator,
我们所献的只有活祭，没有死祭。
The only sacrifices are living sacrifices.
那么呢，希伯来书的作者从什么地方看到这些话语呢？
From which angle did the author of Hebrews saw this?
他是从弥赛亚诗篇里面找出来的。
He saw this on the Psalms regarding to the Messiah.
什么叫做 Messianic Psalms 呢？
What is the Messianic Psalm?
弥赛亚诗篇就是在诗篇中间特别预言耶稣要来的那些章经文。
These are Psalms that predicted about the coming of the Messiah.
像第二章。
Chapter 2.
像第十六章。
Chapter 16.
像第二十二章。
Chapter 22.
像第二十三章。
Chapter 23.
像第二十这个四章。
24.
像第四十篇。
40.
诗篇里面这些弥赛亚诗篇。
All these messianic psalms.
里面经章的真理丰富的不得了。
Has within it great truth.
比如说二十二、二十三、二十四。
For example, 22, 23, 24.
这是表示基督的受苦，基督的基督因这进到死的这个经历里面，还有基督复活升天的这伟大的安排。
There is an arrangement about the suffering of Christ, the death of Christ, the resurrection and the ascension of Christ.
所以基督受苦的时候是诗篇二十二篇。
The suffering of Christ is in the 22nd Psalm.
基督受死进入死亡的一步是二十三篇。
The death is in the 23rd Psalm.
基督进到永远的荣耀里面，万军的耶和华在战场上得胜的君王，抬起头来吧，众臣们，因为他要进来。这是第二十四章。
The glorious resurrection and ascension is on the 24th Psalm.
所以我们看见基督没有到世界上来的时候，
before Christ came,
诗篇里面隐藏了许多基督的教训。
We see a lot of teaching about Christ in the Psalm.
所以希伯来书的作者在第四十篇里面找到基督论很重要的一段话。
The author of Hebrew found a very important part about Christology in chapter 40.
他就写在这里。
And he wrote it here.
所以基督到世上来的时候，
Christ came into the world.
就是上帝啊。祭物和礼物是你不愿意的。
Sacrifice and offerings you did not desire.
你曾给我预备了身体。
But the body you prepared for.
燔祭与赎罪祭是你所不要的。
With burnt offering and sin offering you will not.
但是我说上帝啊，我来了是要照你的旨意行。
Then I say, here I am. It is written about me.
我的事在经卷上已经记载了。
I have come to do your will, O God.
这段圣经是这么重要。
This is such an important passage.
这给我们看见耶稣基督实实在在到地上来，要遵行，要完成天上永远的旨意。
It tells us that Jesus came to the work into the earth to fulfill the will in heaven.
这个旨意是什么呢？
What is this will?
是神救赎世人的旨意。
And this is the will about salvation of God for mankind.
就是完成救赎之恩的旨意。
To accomplish the grace of salvation.
代替罪人死受审判，使人可以得到赦罪平安的旨意。
to take our place in judgment and to suffer for us so that we have the peace of salvation.
When I
was teaching in Ma Lang Theological Seminary,
最后几年,
in the last few years,
我决定建立一个大礼堂会坐1300人,
I wanted to build a great hall that would seat 1,300. To be the largest Chinese hall in the largest hall in Chinese.
那个时候我是马兰神学的董事长。
I was the chairman of the board in Ma Lang.
我也是资深的教授。
At the same time, I was the senior pastor.
所以我想建立一些纪念性的东西，然后我才离开马兰。
I wanted to build something of memory, and then I would leave.
那我们同时建了一个大礼堂。
We built a great hall.
可以坐1300多人。
That could sit 1,300.
再建立一个图书馆。
And a library.
可以200多人坐在里面。
To have that can sit 200 all.
可以装34万本书的。
For 30,000 books.
我们建的时候,
when we were building it,
我就决定不募捐。
I did not want to get
不去向任何一个有钱人要一块钱,
or to ask the rich for donation.
我们不用各样的办法找那些所谓董事长一大堆出钱的就董事，其实不懂事。
We did not ask people to join the director, to join the board just by contributing.
很多人找董事根本不要他董事，不懂事不要紧，只要寄钱来就可以了。
A lot of people look for directors so that they'll be sleeping directors.
我要诚诚实实的说，
if you're honest,
我不是要钱。
I say, oh Lord, I do not want money. I want to glorify you.
这个神学是季志文牧师所建立的。
This seminary is built by Reverend Andrew Chi.
现在他已经年老了。
Now he's old.
所以我要建立一个礼堂叫做季志文礼堂。
I want to build a hall called Andrew Chi Hall.
那么这是中国教会历史里面一个很有名的好的传道人。
This is a good and famous preacher in Chinese history.
我就在他的聚会里面奉献做传道。
I give up myself as a preacher in his church.
所以我离开马兰以前,
before I leave Ma Lang,
我做一个礼堂,
I build a hall,
荣耀上帝,
to glorify God,
也可以被主使用,
and to be used by God.
那么图书馆建快要好的时候,
when the library was about to finish,
我到一个城市去布道,
I went to a city to preach.
那个城市有一个老人家, 他的孩子在我们那边念神学。
There was an elderly person whose son studies in our seminary.
他说唐牧师我没有多少钱。
He said, Reverend Tong, I am not rich.
我的孩子也做传道。
My son is a preacher.
我很想有一份奉献给你们建礼堂跟图书馆的学校。
But I'm willing to give some money to help you.
但我没有钱怎么办？
But I'm poor, what do I do?
我说不要紧，你的心上帝看见了。
I say it's okay, God sees your heart.
每一个人尽他所能就是。
Everyone just try your best.
他说我没有钱，但我有一块木头。
He said, I'm not rich, but I have a piece of wood.
这个木头很难找的。
This is a rare piece of wood.
这个是油木, thick wood.
It's thick.
是的, 1公尺2乘2公尺4。
It is 1 by 2 meters.
厚的时候差不多等于你们的8个 inches。
It's about 8 inches thick.
整块木头是一片。
It is one piece.
是几百年前的大树把它整个割下来的一片。
It is a wood that is several centuries.
现在没有办法找到这块木了。
You cannot find a piece of wood.
那我就奉献这一块好吗？
Can I give you this piece of wood?
我心里想这块要做什么呢？
I was asking myself, what's the purpose?
做神学院的大门好不好？
Maybe you see as a door.
门这么厚，拉动的很难的。
You'll be very thick.
那我想你想说什么呢？
What do you want it?
他说我想叫我的工人把它雕刻一个图画。 那就放在你们的厅或者你们的堂。
I said maybe I want to sculpt it and make it into a sculpture.
又有纪念性,
it seems to be good.
又有艺术性,
it's artistic.
又有启发性,
and inspiration.
或者好，我赞成。
I said good.
但是要刻什么呢？
But what is it that we will
sculpt? 我说你想呢？
I said you think about it.
他说你想呢？ 我问他你想呢？ 所以两个人想来想去不知道做什么。
我说好，我现在想不出来。 I said I have no idea.
我回到神学院以后,
when I return to
我想了以后我再告诉你。
I will tell you the answer.
我就看一些图画的书。
I look at some paintings.
看到一张图很美。
I saw one that is very beautiful.
那张图是我从小就很喜欢的。
It was something that I liked.
很可惜到今天还没有找到原画藏在哪一个博物馆。
Till today, I do not know where the original is.
因为我已经习惯了，不但看影子，要看本体。
I am used to looking at the original piece.
所以那个图画是画什么，你知道吗？
What is this painting?
把两个强盗已经被挂起来。
It painted the two robbers that are crucified.
钉在木头上。
On the cross.
在挣扎。
Struggling,
脚翘起来,
the legs up,
乱绑一场,
and they were in
struggling. 因为强盗哪里可以好好做, 就随便定就是嘛,
and because they are robbers, so they were just tied up.
耶稣还没有定,
Jesus was not crucified.
所以这个图画家怎么画, 你知道?
What did the painter do?
他把十字架已经放在前面。
He painted the cross.
钉钉, 所有的钉子什么都已经预备好了。
And all the nails were prepared.
指挥的军官骑着马在旁边。
The commanding army officer.
那么耶稣在哪里?
Where was Jesus?
耶稣站在那边。
Jesus was standing there.
还没有躺下去,
before he was crucified.
还没有被钉以前呢,
before that,
耶稣站住,
he stood there,
很严肃的态度,
solemnly,
非常伟大的地步,
it is a great pose,
向天上看,
looking at heaven.
当时呢, 站在乌云中间呢, 有一道的光射在他脸上,
there is a ray of light coming from the dark clouds.
我很感动,
I was moved.
但我就想, 如果给我来下题目, 我要给这个图案定什么题目呢?
What would be the title of this painter?
定什么题目呢? 到底要定什么题目呢?
What kind of name?
我想来想去, 想来想去, 最后这一段圣经就出现了,
and then this verse appeared.
我来了,
I come,
是要遵行你的旨意,
to do your will.
我的事在经卷上, 已经记载了,
it is written about me in the scroll.
好不好啊? 这样的一张图, 刻成一个木雕, 放在神学院, 每一个神学院, 进图书馆都会看见, 耶稣基督是把身体献上, 当作活祭, 遵行上帝的旨意, 至死忠心的榜样。
And this sculpture will remind all the seminary students that Jesus Christ was willing to do the will of God.
我想来想去, 没有比这个更好的。
I did not think of a better one.
所以我来祷告, 我就决定,
after prayer, I made a decision.
那个时候呢, 我就把这个书把它剪下来,
I cut out the page,
把这张图就寄到他的城市那边去,
and sent the picture to him.
他就叫人开始刻,
and he got people to sculpt it.
刻了差不多3个月才刻完,
after 3 months, then it was
completed. 刻完了以后呢, 因为木桶太重, 又怕弄坏, 所以包起来变得重上加重,
because the wood was very big, they had to wrap it and become heavier.
包一辆罗利车, 从这巴拉城市一直开了好几个钟头, 大概7个钟头, 不是, 大概有8个钟头, 才开到马拉。
It took 8 hours to transport a piece of wood all the way to Mala.
把它开起来的时候,
when it was opened up,
真是非常感动,
it deeply moved us.
我就把那一个图呢, 木雕把它放在, 图书馆一个很重要的地方,
and I put the sculpture in a very important place in the library.
我来了,
I come,
是要照着你的旨意,
to do your will.
你为我预备的身体,
you have prepared a body for me.
所以这段圣经是真正道成肉身终极性的意义的一个表达。
This is the expression of what God incarnate is all about.
为什么需要一个身体?
Why is there a need for a body?
耶稣如果没有身体, 怎么为人死呢?
Without a body, how can he die for us?
因为神是不能死,
because God cannot die.
为什么预备一个身体呢?
Why is the body prepared?
因为这身体才可以做祭物嘛,
because this body then can be a sacrifice.
前面第四节告诉我们,
verse 4 says,
牛羊的血, 断不能除罪,
the blood of bulls and goats cannot take away sin.
第五节就告诉我们,
verse 5 says,
你为我预备的身体,
you prepared a body for me.
不是动物的身体,
not the body of the animals.
不是受造之物的身体,
not the body that is made by you.
创造万物的上帝亲自道成肉身, 有了一个身体。
But it is a body that came from God that created heaven and earth.
所以神性的基督,
the Christ with divinity,
为他人性的身体感谢上帝,
give thanks for his human body.
You prepare already a body for me.
你预备了一个身体给我,
所以这位神性的圣子, 顺服神性的圣父的时候, 感谢他, 为他预备的人的身体。
The divine Son of God, thank God the Father for the human body.
很奇怪的是什么呢?
What is curious about this?
这一段圣经呢, 是从哪里来的, 你知道吗?
Is where did this verse come from?
是从诗篇第40篇来的。
It came from the 40th Psalm.
所以现在我们转回头看, 诗篇第40篇。
Let us turn to Psalm 40.
当我们看40篇的时候,
when we look at this Psalm,
我发现里面有一段跟这一段很像。
I saw a passage that's similar to this.
不但很像,
not only similar,
可以事实证明就是同一段的这一个转录。
We can probably say that it is the same passage.
但是呢, 有一些不同的地方,
with some differences.
我们读第六节,
verse 6.
祭物和礼物, 你不喜悦,
sacrifice and offering you did not desire.
一同来读第六, 一七, 一八节, 一二三,
6, 7, 8.
祭物和礼物, 你不喜悦, 你已经开通我的耳朵, 燔祭和赎罪祭, 非你所要。 那时我说, 看啊, 我来了, 我的事在经卷上, 已经记载了。 我的上帝啊, 我乐意照你的旨意行, 你的律法在我心里。 啊, 你不要翻掉, 你用你的手指压到这一段, 在翻到希伯来书第10章。
Hebrews chapter 10.
在我, 你翻到第10章的时候, 那我读诗篇第40篇。 那你就看很相同的一段话, 但是有一些不同的词句出现。
These two passages are pretty similar but with some differences.
啊, 你读第10章一次好不好? 试试看来读10章第5、第6、第7节。 1、2、3。 所以基督到世上来的时候, 就是上帝啊, 祭物和礼物是你不愿意，你曾给我一生的燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的。那时我说，上帝啊，我来了为要照你的旨意行，我的事在经典上已经记载了。
一样不一样啊？一样不一样？是不是啊？是不是就是那一段呢、啊？是不是？
Is it the same passage?
哎，回答回答回答，是不是？希伯来书第十章第五到第七节，是不是诗篇第四十篇第六到第八节，同样一段的信息，对不对啊？对。
Is it the same passage?
但是你再读，你读希伯来书，我读诗篇的时候，我们同速度进行，看看发生什么事情，好不好？好，你现在读诗篇，你们现在读希伯来书第十章第五节，我读诗篇第四十篇从第六节。你们先读。所以基督到世上来的时候，就说：“上帝，祭物和礼物你不喜悦，你已经开通我的耳朵，燔祭和赎罪祭非你所要。”那时我说，看来我来了，我的事在经典上已经记载了。我的上帝啊，我乐意照你的旨意行，你的律法在我心里。那这样你看见点不同的地方吗？
说的啊，
有没有不同的地方呢？大概有四处不大相同的地方。
There are four different differences.
但是最重要的不同的地方是什么呢？
Which is the most important one?
就是第二句话。
The second sentence.
第一句说什么呢？祭物和礼物是你所不要的。不愿意。
The first one, sacrifice and offering you did not desire.
第二句说什么呢？
The second verse.
你为我什么？预备了身体。
But the body you prepared for.
诗篇没有这句话。
诗
篇说什么呢？
Psalms.
你为我开通了什么？耳朵。
Psalm says, but my ears you have pierced.
怎么会引人之言差别这么大呢？
So there seems to be a great difference.
身体变成耳朵，怎么可以呢？
The body becomes the ears.
就本来是说你开通了耳朵。
Originally it says you pierced my ears.
但是他讲是你为我预备了身体。
But then here it says you prepared the body.
如果今天我说开通耳朵，开通耳朵，他翻译成开通身体，开通身体，你感到奇怪吗？
You'll be curious if the translation is
different. 所以就完全不一样的东西。所以下一步十分钟里面，我们要解释这个关键。
We want to explain for the next 10 minutes about the differences.
这个希伯来书第四章这一段很重要。
This is a very important passage.
那么你说旧约跟新约怎么这么不同呢？
How can there be such a big difference?
如果新约是从旧约引用出来的，
If the New Testament quotes the old,
希伯来书的作者真是伟大。
The author is a great person.
你看出这一段原来是基督对圣父的回应。
He could see that this actually is a response of Christ to God the Father.
这样敏锐。
He was so sensitive.
这样仔细。
So detailed.
这样精确的了解旧约中间的基督论。
So precise about Christology in the Old Testament.
我们要质问一个问题。
But we want to ask a question.
为什么改头换面变成这么大的不同呢？
How can he change the verse to be so
different? 燔祭不是你所喜欢的。
Sacrifice and offering is not
desired. 赎罪祭不是你喜欢的。
Not sin offering.
祭物不是你喜欢的。
Or burnt offering.
你已经开了耳朵的耳朵。
By my ears you have pierced.
换句话说，诗篇第四十篇可以这样解释。
This is how we explain.
你们注意听啊，我明白了。
I understand.
我的耳朵开通了。
My ears have
pierced. 我听清楚了。
I understand.
原来旧约中间的献祭是没有用的。
That all these sacrifices are useless.
我开通了。
My ears have
我听明白了，是这样解释吗？
This is the explanation.
奇怪的。
Strangely,
为什么在希伯来书说你为我预备身体？
In Hebrews, it's interpreted as a body.
那里的开通耳朵到底是不是基督恍然大悟呢？
Is this then the sudden understanding of Christ?
我现在耳朵开了，我明白了，我明白了。
Suddenly, my ears have been
我听清楚了。
I understand.
原来牛羊不能赎罪的。
That all these sacrifices are useless.
因为你不喜欢祭物。
Because you're not pleased.
你不喜欢礼物。
You do not like.
赎罪祭也不是你所愿意的。
All the sin offering.
是不是呢？
Is this a case?
我想不是的。
I said no.
那里的开通耳朵意思不这么简单。
The ears being pierced is not so simple.
为什么到了希伯来书变成你为我预备了身体？
Why it became the body in the new in Hebrews?
请你注意，当希伯来书引用旧约的时候
，When Hebrews is quoting the Old Testament,
它不是直接从希伯来文的圣经引用过来。
It is not actually a taken from the Hebrew Bible.
He didn't quote from the original Hebrew. 它是从这 Septuagint， 就是七十四一本把它翻译过来。
But actually, it is a translation from the Septuagint.
那 Septuagint 是什么意思呢？
What is a Septuagint?
就是七十四一本。
It is the 70 books.
这个 sep 本来是九，不是七。
Sep actually is nine and not seven.
但是后来呢 ，sep 本来是九
，sep nine
本来是
seven。
对不起 ，sep 本来是七
，sep originally is seven。
后来呢就变成了到了 September 变成九月。
But then we change it to September.
你明白吗？
The ninth month.
本来 sep 是七，不是九。
Sep it should be seven.
那么呢 ，ox 是八，不是十。
And ox should be eight.
我们西历里面的九月、十月这两个字是九月、十月、十一月、十二月都是用错字的。
And in the Western calendar, October, November, September, they're all.
我稍微立体讲一点给你听，好不好呢？
It's a bit of digression.
使你们的知识更完美就是了。
So that you have better understanding.
Octa 是八。
Octa is eight.
Octagon 是八九。
Octagon is eight-sided.
Octagon 是八九的形状。
Octagon is
eight-sided. 是八。
And so, octa.
哆来咪哒哒哒滴哒，这个叫做 one octave 是八，八音对不对呢
？Octave is eight.
是 ox 是八。那为什么 Oct 变成十月份呢
？But why did it become the tenth month?
Sep 是七
，Sep is seven.
为什么 September 变成九月份呢
？But September become the ninth month.
为什么八月份变成 Augustus?
How about August?
August. August. 为什么七月份变成July呢
？And the seventh month is July.
原来有两个皇帝把他们的名字放在月份里面，所以把其他的月份退后两个皇帝。
Because there are two emperors that named the calendar month.
这个 July 是 Julius Caesar 的名字。
July is from Julius Caesar.
August Augustus 的名字。
And August is from Augustus.
耶稣降生的时候
，When Jesus was born,
奥古斯都下令所有的人要到回自己的城市去奔报名上车。
Augustus gave a decree that all should register.
他就把这个月当作他的名字，八月份是我的。
And the eighth month was given to.
七月份就 Julius Caesar 的。
And July for Julius Caesar.
所以这个怎么办呢？没有办法了，所以七月份就变成九月份，叫做 September， 你懂吗
？And so September becomes the ninth.
那么呢，这个 October 八月份就变成十月份，叫 October。
October becomes the tenth month.
那么呢，这个九 November 就变成十一月份。
And November becomes the 11th.
那 December decimeter 这是十，这十进这样的 deci 就变成 December 变成十二。
December should be the tenth month, but now it's the 12th.
所以这个两个皇帝把日历呢搞乱天下。
These two emperors spoiled the whole calendar.
好在只有十二月，不然呢，十八月会变成二十一，十九月变成二十一，就乱七八糟了。
And you just messed up the whole system.
回头来了。
Back to the Bible.
有一本圣经翻译叫 Septuagint.
There is a Bible version called Septuagint.
Septuagint 是什么意思呢
？What is the Septuagint?
就叫七十四一本。
Septuagint is with 70.
我们中文就翻译的 70s translation.
It means the translation by the 70.
The 70s version.
The 70 version.
这什么意思呢？原来把希伯来文翻成希腊文的时候。
When the Bible was translated from Hebrew to Greek,
是为了是当时许多犹太人的各地做生意，他们对希伯来文不太精深明白的时候，他们可以用希腊文来明白上帝的律法。
It was for the traveling Jews who had no understanding of the Hebrews, they needed Greek.
所以他们就把希伯来文翻成希腊文的圣经旧约。
He used the translated the Hebrew Old Testament to Greek.
几个人翻译呢？
How many people?
72个人翻译。
72 translators.
72个人是专家。
These were professionals.
他们是律法家。
They were lawyers.
他们是希伯来文语法家。
And they were expert in the language.
所以他们就把它翻成希腊文。
And they translated the Old Testament to Greek.
那么这样好像是今天的很多的华人到世界各地去，后来忘记华文了，所以他们就读英文圣经。
It's as if many Chinese have forgotten Mandarin, so they speak in English.
在印尼，我看到一本书，名字叫《Yan Yin Gui》。
And in Indonesia, there is this book.
我不知道在讲什么，原来是谢仁贵，你知道吗？啊，所以谢仁贵嘛，啊，那这个把中文书翻成印尼文，他名字叫《Yan Yin Gui》，我不知道什么鬼就是了。
Direct translation of the Chinese.
就把它翻译过来，那这样呢，犹太人。在希腊文通行的地带，他可以读上帝的律法，这个就需要这一本翻译本。
The translation is needed for Jews who have lost touch with Hebrew.
希伯来书的作者引用旧约的时候，不是引用原来的希伯来文圣经。
The author of Hebrew did not use the original Hebrew text for this.
引用的时候是引用七十四一本。
He quoted from the Septuagint.
啊，七十四一本翻译四篇四十篇的时候，翻译成我有了身体，或者我开通耳朵。
And the translation then was a body was prepared.
所以希伯来书的没有什么错的。
The author was therefore not wrong.
现在我要问一个问题。
The question then is,
就是当把希伯来文圣经的这一句翻译成这一个希腊文的时候，为什么变成我有了身体呢？
See, still why the translation was a body.
我们要从神学的方面来找到答案。
We want to find the answer from theology.
到底开宗而读跟成为有身体的基督有什么关系？
What is the relationship between piercing the ear and the body of Christ?
这个开宗而读不是我们刚才想象，我听明白，哦，我耳朵开了，我现在明白，不是这个意思。
The ears being pierced is not just simple understanding.
所以对这方面的解释。
The explanation
有一本德国的解经书叫 Gil Kiel and Delitzsch
can be seen in a German book called Gil Kiel and Delitzsch.
他提供一个很好的意思在里面。
He gave a good understanding.
所以你要注意听啊。
Listen to this.
他的开动耳朵是指什么呢？
What does piercing the ear means?
不是指普通的人耳朵听清楚那个明白了。
It doesn't refer to comprehension.
乃是律法里面的一个规条。
But it is a regulation in the law.
那律法书里面有什么规条提到开动耳朵的问题呢？
What is this regulation?
这个我们就要仔细查考。
We need to understand this first.
好，现在我告诉你，摩西律法里面有一条。
There is a law within the Mosaic.
就是你的仆人在你家里最多做六年，你要放走他。
That is a servant shall serve you for at most 6 years and you have to release.
第七年是安息年。
The seventh is a sabbatical year.
做了六年，他就放走他。
After 6 years, let him go.
你不能把人永远当做你的奴仆。
You cannot have slaves for life.
在古代的社会中间，这是基本人权的保障。
This is the guarantee for basic human rights in the ancient days.
圣经在那个时代里面是最先进，也是最伟大的。
At that time, the Bible already had this most advanced provision.
那么从哪里得到仆人呢？
What then? Where do you get your servants?
两种可能性。
There are two possibilities.
一种是市场里面买仆人回来。
The first one is to buy one from the market.
那么呢，是庙里面怎么有卖仆人的呢？
How where is there servants for sale?
因为每一个战败的国家被掳的人就应当做仆人。
All the captives from wars become slaves.
如果你是个兵，
if you are soldier,
你打。
War,
打胜的时候
when you're victorious,
你就回去可能升官
you go back as
officer, 打败的时候
when you lose,
你被抓去做奴仆
you will become a slave,
然后那个就卖了
and they will
sell. 卖的时候高高大大的就比较贵
Those who are big and strong will be more expensive.
瘦瘦的苗条的就不值钱
Those who are skinny will not be worth much.
所以像你们这些苗条都没有价钱的
All the skinny
那如果你高大回去看你把衣服脱开在镜子看你就有资格做仆人。
If you're big and strong, you can be a servant.
所以奴仆哪里来的呢？
What about slaves?
从市场买回来。
They buy from the
奴仆哪里来的？ Okay. 另外一种太穷了，把自己卖掉。
The second one would be they sell themselves because of poverty.
比如说父亲欠债一大堆。
For example, the father maybe
后来死了。
After he died,
那么大家追逼他很厉害。
When the debtors come,
他就把自己卖掉了。
That person will sell himself.
我就卖给你做奴仆。
To be a slave.
我父亲的债我也不能付
I cannot pay back this debt.
我自己没办法应付这个问题
I cannot face this problem.
我可以替你做工
I can work for you.
一天到晚叫我做我就这样卖身给你做奴仆
Whatever you want, I will serve you.
那么上帝看到社会有这样的事情上帝的回应是什么呢
What was the response of God then?
奴仆给你做工
The slave will work for you.
到了六年以后
After 6 years,
你要放掉他
You must release him.
因为没有一个人可以永远做你的奴仆
Because you cannot enslave a person forever.
就是神可怜穷人。
God has mercy on the poor.
神制定人权是要被尊重的。
And he said that we ought to respect human rights.
所以那些仆人任劳任怨，被骂被打，他就等那一天来了。
The servants therefore will wait for the day of release.
等等等，他一直算，还有368天，还有225天，还有36天，还有剩下一天，哎呀，明天要走了。
And they will keep looking forward to their last day.
但是有一种仆人不一样。
But there is one special group of people.
这种仆人是什么仆人呢？
What are these people?
他发现他的主人太好了。
They discover that their master is too good.
我昨天在家里跟爸爸妈妈打的板子，来到这里，他常常摸摸我，安慰我了。
And this master is good, better than my parents.
所以他说，哎呀，我如果有这样的主人呢，我更甘愿做人了。
They say that I'm willing to serve a master like this.
我现在家里就有一个这样的仆人。
I have a servant like that.
不是奴仆。
Not a slave.
是一个仆人，是一个工人。
A person who works.
他对我的小女儿怎么说呢
？She told my daughter.
他说我在你家很欢喜。
I'm very happy in your family.
如果你爸爸妈妈老了
，Your parents are old.
因为我还是跟你去，你嫁给谁，我跟你去做你的仆人。
I just follow you wherever you are married to.
等到我老了不能做，你才给我丢掉好了。
Until I get old, you can.
他不但要服侍我，还要服侍我的女儿了。
Not only one does he
我的女儿几岁呢？今年才16岁，她已经想着以后跟我的女儿走。有好的仆人对好的主人很感激的。
There are good servants who are grateful to good
masters. 所以如果你家里的仆人一直换一直换，你就是坏蛋。
If you keep changing your servants, you are not a good person.
一天到晚换仆人，换仆人。
Every day keep changing.
表示你不是好主人。
It means that you are not a good master.
这个主人好到一个地步。
But if a master is so good,
这个奴仆呢，就最后感觉到呢，我死在这个家务的感觉。
The slave will say, "I'm willing to even die here."
所以别人算还有28天，我要走了，还有2天，还有1天，感谢上帝。他说还有28天，还有5天，明天就走到哪里呢？他就不高兴了。
The slave will not be happy to be released.
那么这些人怎么样呢
？What about these people?
没有办法了。
There's no choice.
上帝的话
，The word of God.
立法规定
，The law.
有宪法
，There is the law.
一定要放掉他。
They have to be released.
所以主人对他说
，They will tell the master,
明天
，Tomorrow
是安息年的第一天
，The first day of the sabbatical.
你可以走了
，You can go.
你不会再做仆人
，You don't have to stay here.
收拾你的行李。明天走吧。
Angle.
那么他就慢慢收，故意收不完。
Take a long time to pack.
收到明天中午还在收。
Until tomorrow.
再拿出来，再拿回去，再拿回去。那么今天你可以走了。
The master will say you can go.
他说我知道。
He will say yes, I know.
今天可以到下午才叫做今天吗
？Maybe.
他不要走。
And they don't want to go.
后来不得不走。
And in the end, they have to leave.
因为规定的嘛。
Because it's the regulation.
拿着东西走。
They will just leave.
走的一直想回来。
I wanted to come back.
我不要走。
I do not want to go.
我出去做什么
I don't know what
我找另外一家做仆人跟人家打了半死怎么办
The next place could be worse.
这个主人比父母待我更好
This master is better than my parents.
我就愿意在他的家里
I'm willing to stay there.
所以他就回来了
And he will return.
我的主人啊
say,
你为什么回来
Why are you back?
是不是忘记拿东西
You forget something.
不是
No.
我不想不走了
I want to stay here.
那你要做什么
What you want to do?
我就永永远远做你的仆人
Forever I will be your servant.
从今直到永远
From now till ever.
一次奉献又不收回。
I will not take back myself.
我就永远做你的仆人了。
Forever be your servant.
那这个主人怎么不可以的
？The master said no.
因为律法规定的。
It's the law.
你一定要走的。
You must go.
我不要。
Say no.
我要在你这里。
I want to stay.
我把你当做我父母。
You're like my parents.
我把你当做自己家人。
Like my
parents. 我就死在这个家，我也甘愿。
I'm willing to die here.
那么这种人怎么样呢
？What do you do about
that? 上帝有没有规定什么事情
Did God have a regulation?
犹太人有个规矩。
There is a regulation.
如果有这样的人
，a person like that，
那你要在他身上做记号
，you must have a mark on his body，
他知道不是你强迫他的
，so that everyone know that you did not force him，
是他自己甘愿永远做你的仆人
，voluntarily he want to stay forever，
你明白吗
？Do you understand？
所以上帝对那些真正有感情的主仆之间的关系留下一个特别的规矩
，there is a special regulation for this circumstances，
他自己回来了
，he will come back，
他自己要的。
He's willing
他做你的仆人
to be your servant.
你就把他耳朵放在门那边
Put the ear on the door
贴在门那边
On the door
给他的耳朵穿一个大洞
Oh, to pierce the ear
不是像你们放一个钻石勾一那个一个小洞不是
Not a small hole
用锥子把它钻洞
very
就流出来了
Big hole
等它干的时候就一个大洞在那边
There will be a big mark
这是什么呢
For one
大家就知道这一个人是终身做仆人是甘愿的，一个主人对他很好，就留下记号，没有一个人可以干涉他的主人，你明白吗
？Then everyone will know that he stayed willingly and will not accuse the master.
你开动我的耳朵是那个意思。
This is what piercing the ears means.
你开动我的耳朵不是哦，我现在听清楚了，不是这个意思的。
It doesn't mean that you have heard it properly now.
是你已经穿我的耳朵的洞穿开了。
That you have now given me a mark.
我就甘愿永远做奴。
To show that I'm willing as a servant.
是这个意思。
This is what it meant.
所以当穿下去的时候
，when the hole was opened，
已经痛得不得了。
He will be very painful.
已经大叫起来。
He will scream.
但是他心里说，虽然如此，我是甘愿。
But he will say I'm willing.
而且他以那个为荣耀。
And with glory be.
吼出去人家，这个是仆人吗
？And tell people.
你穿多么漂亮，没有办法，耳朵有洞了吗
？There's a hole in the ear.
你没有办法，除非大力金刚钻塞进去。
Unless you have a big diamond.
但是这个一下就知道是仆人了吗
？Everybody will know that you're servant.
而且他也不羞耻。
But he's not ashamed.
不以耻为羞耻。
Not ashamed of the
mark. 他以耻为他的荣耀。
On the other hand, he's glorified.
我甘愿意做仆人的。
I'm willing.
或者要自己愿意做仆人的。
Willingly, I come back.
所以被穿洞流血，我也甘愿。
I'm willing to bleed and have the mark.
从这里起，你去明白基督论。
Here you can understand Christ's
love. 我明白今天我很受感动。
I was deeply moved when I was.
耶稣基督到世界上来。
When Jesus came to the world.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible says.
他披戴的是肉身最深的形状。
He took on the human flesh, the body that looks like
sinful man. 圣经是他披戴的是奴仆的形象。
The image of a slave.
所以耶稣到地上道成肉身的时候。
When he became incarnated.
他是自己甘愿顺服天父的旨意，成为奴仆的形象。有那个罪身来到这个世界上。
Willingly he was obedient to the will of God to come as a slave.
你们这些串联明白之后，你就知道这两段圣经不是矛盾，不是引用错误。
When you link all this together, you see the consistency between the two passages.
感谢上。
Thanks be to God.
耶稣基督说，燔祭不是你喜欢的。
Jesus Christ said, you are not pleased.
赎罪祭也不是你喜欢的。
Or sin offerings.
但是我已经献上给你做奴仆。让你所差使，让你所使用。
But I've given myself to you as a slave so that you can use me.
到了引用出来的时候
，When it is used in
the
translation，
其实是一本就翻译的很清楚了。
The Septuagint has a good
燔祭不是你喜欢的。
Translation，
赎罪祭不是你喜欢的。
You are not pleased with sacrifices，
不是你愿意的。
These are not things that you want。
不要那些，你就为我预备的一个身体。
You prepare a body。
什么身体呢
？What body？
来服侍。
A body to serve,
来做奴仆的时候
to be a slave.
所以当耶稣对人讲的时候他用另外一句讲人子来不是要受人服侍乃是要服侍人成为多人的赎价
And Jesus Christ said that the Son of Man come not to be served but to serve men and to be a ransom for many
这个服侍人什么意思
What does it mean to serve men
就是做奴仆
to be a slave
这个成为多人的赎价什么意思
What about ransom for many
就是身体为了死
It means that he would die for them.
做奴仆就是耳朵穿洞的意思。
To be a slave is to have a mark on the ears.
预备有身体就是为人死的一个意思。
To prepare a body to die for us.
这样去了解基督了。
When we understand Christ in this way.
希伯来书的作者
The author of Hebrews.
就提到祭物礼物不是上帝真正的意思。
Talk first about the sacrifice not being what God wants.
上帝真正的旨意是要有一个身体好像奴仆一样的遵命而死。
The true will of God is to have a body to be obedient like a slave to die. That is Jesus.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
现在你明白了吗
？How you understand?
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
这些穿了洞的奴仆
，These slaves that have the mark pierced in their ears,
是不是受了欺骗
？Were they cheated?
会不会主人故意对他好六年，又永远用他呢？
Could it be that the master was nice for 6 years only?
先对他用六年，等他回来，又就苦待他。
And then torture them from that.
一生一世免费利用他们。
To have free
slaves. 不可能。
It's not possible.
如果你对一个人好六年，你怎么可能再变成坏蛋呢？不可能的。
If you were nice to a person for 6 years, it's not possible to turn around.
6×365。
6×365。
2000多天的时间。
You have 2 over 1000 days.
天天对他好。
You are good every day.
这个不可能利用这个虚假的手段来奴役人。
And so the master cannot could have cheated the person.
不相信你对人好2000天，看看你以后变得是不是好的。
You can try this for yourself.
所以人对人好不是讲出来，是心里感受出来。
It is not something that you talk about, but something which you can feel.
你一个小孩，你对一个小孩说我爱你，我爱你，我很爱你，爱你，爱你，我爱你，他讨厌死了。
If you keep telling a child you love him, you will be sick of it.
你就真正对他有爱，他心里感受还不懂过以前，已经知道爱语了。
But then the child will know if truly you love and express it.
甘愿的，甘心的事。
Willing to serve.
甘愿的奉献。
Willing to give.
甘愿做奴仆。
Willing to be a slave.
一点也没有计较。
And there is no regret.
我有就在这样的状况中间，基督与我们发生了关系。
In this manner, Christ has a relationship with us.
基督愿意像奴仆一样服侍我们。
He was willing to serve us like a slave.
爱我们，他舍己流血拯救我们。
Because he loves us, he's willing to give of himself to die for us.
我们与他的关系也是如此。
This is our relationship.
因为他为我死是如此的甘心，我为他活。也是如此的。
Because he was so willing to die for him, for us, I'm willing to live for him.
他在服侍人的身上做了我的榜样，我服侍主、服侍人，也应当照着这个榜样。
He has become an example to me in serving men, so I should do the same thing towards God and man.
腓立比书第二章告诉我
，Philippians chapter 2 says,
虽然与上帝同等
，although he was same as God,
却不强夺。
He did not take that as granted.
另外一句话的意思是什么呢
？What about, in other words?
他不坚持他有特殊的地位，就是与上帝同等的这种荣耀。
He did not insist in this special privilege as being one with God.
他反倒虚己，
He was humble himself.
倒空自己。
And give of himself.
Kenosis.
Kenosis.
Ekenosin.
He give of himself.
希腊文的意思就是把自己把它谦虚倒空到好像一无所有。
In Greek, it means he give of himself completely until he has nothing left.
取了奴仆的形象。
And took on the image of a slave.
成为人。
To become human.
顺服。
And was obedient,
以至于顺服至死
obedient to death,
是钉在十字架上
and was crucified,
是感谢
and was willing,
感谢上帝
give thanks to God. 许
多时候在理念中间我们应许顺服
sometimes in our reason we give a promise to be obedient,
在实际中间我们反抗败者
but in a real life we are rebellious.
耶稣基督不是
this was not the case for Christ.
十字架上的时候
when he was on the cross,
他还是为囚犯为仇敌为全世界的人用爱心代求。
He still prayed in love for the prisoner, for his enemies, and for all people of men.
父啊，赦免他们。
Father, forgive them.
因为他们所做的，他们不知。
Because they know not what they were doing.
你这样明白以后
，When you understand it
this way, 再读希伯来这一段的圣经
，And when you read the passage again,
你的心会受很大的感动。
You will be deeply moved in your heart.
我们现在一同站起来。
Let us stand up together.
我们读希伯来书第十章。我们从第一节一直读到第七节。
Let us read from chapter 10, verse 1 to 7
again. 恭敬的态度读上帝的话。
With a solemn attitude, let's read his word.
律法既是将来美事的影，不是本物的真相，总不能借着每年长限一样的祭物，叫那近前来的人得以完全。若不然，献祭的事岂不早已指出了吗？因为礼拜的人，良心既被接近。就不再觉得有罪了，但这些祭物是叫人每年想起罪，因为公牛和山羊的血断不能除罪，所以基督到世上来的时候就说，上帝啊，祭物和礼物是你不愿意，你曾给我预备了身体，燔祭和赎罪祭是你不喜欢的。那时我说，上帝啊，我来了，我的事在经典上已经记载了。我们感谢主。
We give thanks to God.
我们一同开声祷告。
Let us pray together.